This is CICK News. The Honoring Our Elders Legacy Project, a recipient of the BC Reconciliation Award, recognizes elders from both the local Wet'suwet'en and settler communities through student-created portraiture, using art as a tool for relationship building and reconciliation. Smithers Secondary art teacher Perry Rath played a key role as a founding collaborator, helping design and sustain the project's artistic and educational vision, and he is receiving the BC Reconciliation Award this week on behalf of this incredible 20-year-long project on display on the front-facing walls of Smithers Secondary School.
I'm Perry Rath, the art teacher at Smithers Secondary School.
Can you tell me a little bit about the award and also the project that led up to it and then partners that you worked with to achieve this award?
Yeah. The BC Reconciliation Award, I think this is its, I think they said it was its fifth or sixth year doing it. Like it's maybe started in 2019, an annual recognition of efforts around the province of along the lines of reconciliation. So some of the award winners I looked at were like more like service kinds of based things, like cultural camps or housing supports or that kind of thing. And ours is a art-based one up here in Smithers. And we started it like in 2005, so basically 20, 21 years ago. And it was before like the buzzwords of reconciliation and stuff were bantered around, before the TRC and those sorts of recommendations. So it was just a way for us to, I came together with the Indigenous Education Council. Bertie Markert is the Indigenous district principal here. Millie Gunanute was an Indigenous support worker here. Melanie Marin was also involved at the time when she was working here. And we were trying to come up with a legacy project that could continue in the school. And yeah, so obviously the power of art is a great way to manifest those kinds of attributes. And so Millie was the one who had the phrase, I wish we could walk down the hallway and we'd have the elders looking down upon us kind of thing. And so that's the germination of the idea. But I knew that the ceiling tiles are not very permanent, really. So it was like, let's elevate that a little bit more. So then we moved into these large 4-foot square panels. And so it's something we do every 2 years, sometimes every 3 years, depending, where we choose a Wet'suwet'en elder and then a non-Wet'suwet'en elder from the community, someone who's made a lot of contributions to our community here. And then I get students to paint them, and they get to hear some stories about the elders as well as they paint it and meet the family. But they don't actually meet the elders until the unveiling. And the unveiling is, we have a Della Herman Theater. There's like full of classes to witness this event. And the family members speak about the stories of each of the elders. And the elders are there. The goal is also to honor living elders so that they can actually feel the gratitude from our community for what they've done and see this portrait of themselves. And if they're Wet'suwet'en, we rotate through the clans, and they often come wearing their regalia, and it's just, and then we have a little luncheon afterwards for the two families to meet and mingle with the artists and with each other. It's been one of my most profound projects to be involved in my career as an art teacher. And then we put them up on the outside of the school, like an elder's wall, to welcome just as an elder presence for our school when people come into the school.
How are the painters chosen?
Occasionally there'll be a student who'll be like, I would really love to be a painter for the elders project. But oftentimes, though, it's often a grade 11 or 12 student. Mm. I've gotten to know them over the years, see them develop. Yeah. And I'm like, I think this person could do this well and has what it takes to do it. But even then, I'm coaching them through the process because it's a whole new thing for them. And many of them are very, they enter it with like hesitation. And even through the process, even if they're doing great, I just know the painting process, the creative process in general, you have these ups and downs of self-doubts and elevations of, oh, it's going great. And then, oh, no, it's not working the way I want it to. So there's a lot of support for students through that process because that's an important part of the growth.
Okay. So at this time, to be recognized provincially for such an ambitious 21-year project that you've been doing at the high school, do you think that it brings back an idea of the importance of art and how it actually does bridge cultural generational divides?
Yeah, even my classroom budget is down this year, but every time we become visible as an art, as with an art project, whether it's the visual arts, music, drama, it just emphasizes the importance of it. And it can only hope, okay, enough of the people that make these decisions of finances see this huge value in the arts, not only for a showcase project like this, but just the process of becoming a human being through the creative process is a huge addition to a young person's life, but also adult, anyone of any age. But when we get a recognition like this at a provincial level for this project, yeah, it's a huge honor and hopefully a wake up, an eye-opening thing for everyone involved, for everyone who sees it, to be like, yeah, the power of art is undeniable and we need it in our society and we can't keep cutting corners to limit it.
Tell me, what does the actual ceremony look like?
Yeah, we had a meeting with the Lieutenant Governor's office to go over it and to meet the other award winners, because there's, I think, 5 different award winners, some individuals and some other organizations or agencies across BC. So yeah, we will be at the Lieutenant Governor's house, the government house. Just this, it's interesting because it's obviously a big colonial house and this is like a reconciliation event. So they're trying to merge the government kind of side of things with the indigenous kind of side of things. People will be dressed in all kinds of regalia. The local First Nations will be drumming us in, and there'll be presentations with indigenous art actually involved, I think. And yeah, I guess I don't know all the details, but it'll be basically we sit on one side of the room and we'll be called up and there'll be some sort of ceremonial recognition at the time.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's great to be noticed up in a small rural setting by the people in the big cities or whatever. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.